It's 9:51. They're popping up all over the place now, particularly at home and garden stores, talking about those fragrant cone-shaped rosemary Christmas tree type things. How do you care for them, though? Our WTOP garden editor, Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior, are you going to talk smack about these little tiny Christmas trees?
I would never smack around a little rosemary Christmas tree. You know, you guys are getting mean as we approach the holidays. You know, one of the great things about these trees, if you look at the price of these little trees and you see all the rosemary that's on it, it's like one-tenth the price of buying fresh rosemary in any other form.
That's a good point, so but it looks like a Charlie Brown tree, though.
When it's all done, you want to go for that Adams Family look? You take off all the rosemary and you put the stick in the pot outside. That's how a lot of people are feeling about this Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah. So this is
what you
just
have
one
to
of the
do.
Great I- Yeah, go ahead.
What you have to do, because these things are pruned down from really massive shrubs that are grown in fields, but they want to ship them in the smallest pot possible. So there's no soil in that pot. It's all root. All that you have to do to ensure the survival of these trees is when you get them home, plant them into a pot twice as big as the one they were in. Fill in around the empty spaces and on the bottom with compost or a high-quality potting soil. Then let it sit in a sink full of water for an hour. Let it drain. Do that every time the pot feels light. And that's a tree that will not only make it alive through the holidays, if you have any kind of a green thumb, it can survive to go into your garden in the spring.
Awesome news. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Mike McGrath, our Friday Yard Warrior.